right, team. How are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And today I have something to share with you, and it involves the word practice. You have practice and you have game. And the reality is, I was listening to this from a former NFL quarterback, Kurt Warner. And he said, if you think about life, a lot of life is spent in practice. There's very little time that we spend underneath the lights in the game. And I want to bring that up because today, I think what's happening is so many people are burning out because they're spending so much time underneath the lights. All day, every day, they're in it. They're in the lights. They're in the lights. They're in the lights, and they never come out of it. And because they never come out of it, they burn out. Because you're not supposed to be under the lights for that long. You know, the truth is, most of your life is spent in practice. What are you doing in practice? Practice is about recovery. Practice is about training. Practice is about learning. Practice is about studying, enriching yourself, growing, right? That's practice. And game is where we compete. The problem is, when you compete all the time, you burn out, you fatigue, and you get hurt. And there's a lot of people today running around hurt. I get a chance to coach a lot of different people from a lot of different industries, from teams to CEOs, executives, leaders in finance and tech and sports across the board. And a lot of people are running around fatigued, beat up, worn out, and injured because they're playing a never-ending game. And when you play a game that never ends, it's very hard to even know when you score or when you're winning. And you always feel like you're losing. Over time, when you feel fatigued, it's like the great Vince Lombardi said, great coach Vince Lombardi said, fatigue will make cowards of us all. And it's very, very, very true. So what am I saying this to you for? I'm saying this because we have to start thinking differently about how we go about our day. We have to have an on and we have to have an off. We have to have an on and we have to have an off. And it's not necessarily I start work and I finish work. I start at 9, I'm done at 5. I start at 8, I'm done at 6. It's throughout the day. There's on, there's off. For me, I like to use 90-minute blocks. I'm on for 90, I'm off. I'm on for another 90, I'm off. On for 90, off. On for 90, off. 4 blocks, 90 minutes apiece. On, off, on, off, on, off. Done for the day. Now, in between those blocks, do sometimes I catch myself? I'm on my phone, I'm scrolling, I'm looking for something, I'm coming up with my next best idea. Yes. That is failing at practice. I'm failing at practice. I fail at practice a lot, but I always keep practicing because I want to get better at that. I've realized the consequence of being on all the time is you get worn down. You feel tired. You feel exhausted. You're lethargic. You're not inspiring. You're not motivated. You're just blah, right? And I find so many people to say, I'm coach. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm not sure if I should be doing this. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm this, I'm that. I'm this, I'm that. But the reality is, how do you know what you are besides fried? Because when you're fried, you don't know who you are. You don't know what you are. You don't know what you love, what you don't love, what you stand for, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. Your entire rhythm and compass and cadence, it's all off. So we got to start taking our time back. We got to slow down, be more intentional with what we do, how we do it, when we do it, and who we do it with. Because we have to realize that people can take our energy as much as activities can. People can give us energy. Activities can give us energy. So we have to choose right. But if we're fatigued, we're worn out, we're burnt out, how good are we really going to be? And that's a question that we have to really, really, really sit back and ask ourselves. Now, I want to share this with you. I have a list over here to my right. Excuse me, to my left. Maybe you're right. And for those of you that are watching on YouTube here, and there's a bunch of names. And these are individuals that are going through my program right now called Champions 30. It's a health reset, and it's also a weight loss program. Some people are there to reset their health and gain energy and vitality. Others are there to lose weight, 3 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. So what's really cool is these are people that decided to hit pause. They decided to call a timeout and say, hey, I'm ready to reset my health. I'm ready to do things differently. Coach, can you help me? So I put together a 30-day program called Champions 30, where I teach you how to fuel, how to add nutrients to your body. We don't count calories. We're not doing intermittent fasting. We're not just doing the carnivore diet, keto diet, whatever diet. I'm teaching them how to eat and I'm teaching them what to eat so they could still make choices. I'm not restricting them. I'm not forcing them to use willpower in order to get the most out of their bodies. And what's happening is as they're learning to eat again the right way and fuel themselves the right way, their body is starting to melt. It's starting to throw off junk weight. It's starting to become more efficient. It's starting to repair and heal itself more effectively and efficiently, which is what's happening as they sleep better at night. Again, many of them are saying, hey, many of the participants in this first camp are saying, coach, usually in the afternoon, I get a little tired and fatigued and burn out. And I sort of feel my energy drop. So I usually run for a coffee or something. I'm not feeling that now. So the body is telling them something. It's working. Their body's becoming efficient for the first time in a while. But it's only becoming efficient because they decided to go back to practice and play less of the game. So right now we're practicing together. And in our first week, we have an average weight loss of 5.1 pounds. The highest weight loss in the group is 9.2 pounds. And we have about 4 or 5 members that are sitting between 6 and 7 pounds of weight loss in just 1 week. Okay. And these aren't people that are 400 pounds, 500 pounds. These are people that are professionals, hardworking individuals, but they decided to make a change. They decided to call a timeout. They'd said, hey, in this moment of my life, I want to become a champion. Coach, can you help me? And this program came at the perfect time. And we meet 3 times a week. I coach them for anywhere between 30 minutes and an hour. We have a nice community building. We support each other. And why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this for 2 reasons. One, we have another camp starting May 16th. You can head on over to danacavalia.com and register. Love to have you in that so you can start changing your life. The second reason is most of us need a catalyst to change. I want to be your catalyst. I want to be the coach that is your catalyst that forces you, right? I am forcing you to take a time out and do things differently. And if I can get you to do things differently, and this could be your wake-up call, you can start living a very, very different life. Not 30 days from now, but literally in 7 or 8 days from now, you'll feel totally different. I'm not selling you anything in terms of, you know, buy my shake, buy my this, buy my that. I am trying to sell you into this program because I know it will help you. But the truth is, if you can actually feel different by learning skills and tools and deploying those skills and tools in 7 days, why would you not do it? Everybody today wants growth. They want higher levels of performance. They want to be the best. They want to be whatever, the top of their game. You know, they want to up-level themselves or level up, whatever these buzzwords are that are used all over the internet today. But are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do what it takes to do that and become that? That's the question that I have for you. And if you are, you'll make a decision. And that decision will be to better yourself and get involved with this camp and say, I'm finally calling time out. I'm going back to the drawing board. I'm going back to practice. The rest of you will continue to play the game and you'll play at the highest possible level until you hit the wall. You'll hit the wall. You'll say, what's going on? You'll get massages. You'll do yoga. You'll join a meditation program. And at the end of the day, you'll say, what the heck's going on? And what oftentimes is going on is we're playing too much game, too little practice. We're fatiguing out. We're burning out at a cellular level. And at the end of the day, breathing's great. I'm a huge advocate of it. I do it every single day. But where you will start to see the greatest change in your body will be as a result of what fuel you put in your body, when you fuel your body, how many nutrients and what nutrients you take in, and what negative inflammatory foods and fuels you take out of your body. And when you learn to do that, you combine that with these other modalities and methods, that's when you will see a surge in your performance. So if you're a performance junkie like I am, I get a chance every day to optimize my own performance and help coach other people to optimize their performance and teams, sales teams, corporate teams, executive teams to optimize their performance. It's very cool when you get people right and you see what's truly possible for them. That's what this is about. That's what today is about. So I wanted to share this with you because I'm very passionate about it. I've spent time putting this Champions 30 together. It's only a 30-day commitment. And at the end of the day, I've been on it myself for almost 60 days and I have felt radical transformation. And that's what I want to share. So I want to share it with you. And if you're in, which I hope you are, do it with a friend. Come on over to danacavalia.com. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a great journey, May 16th, with yours truly and a bunch of other high-performance competitors. So that's what I got for you today. Remember, you spend a lot more time today playing the game than practice. But the truth is, champions are built in practice. And you practice, 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 and you go play the game, and it's a cinch. Not always a cinch, but it's still challenging. But you'll be ready for that challenge. This is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. If you're listening on iTunes, a review is always good and appreciated, very much so. And put your comments down below if you're watching on YouTube. All right. I'll see you guys soon. And I hope to see many of you on May 16th for the Champions 30. See ya.